Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live.
The old 70s phaser or whatever that was.
Yeah. Flanger.
Flanger, yeah, thank you, yeah.
This is like a, more like a, I don't know, this is more like a rap stuttering kind of thing.
I would love a soundboard. I'd say some sound effects. Be real
fun. I got one.
I had a...
I gotta bring it in.
Online one that I used to use early on when I first started doing First Chair. And the problem with it is the sound effects are all of different volumes.
Yes. Yep.
I could fix that.
Well, I could too, but then
it's
was
time consuming.
Yeah. I was like, I'm not going to spend like 3 days volume leveling the, you know, 100
or so. Oh, come on.
You know, like 100 or
come
so.
On.
Thing. Like, if I had 100 sound effects that I made, they'd already be equal yeah. volumed and I could just upload
That'd
them.
That'd be funnier maybe if we made our own. You know what I mean?
But I was just
the
like...
The best of Major Pain?
You know.
Yeah, right.
Press
the button. All right, I've got to make that my thing this year. Bring the soundboard in, hook it up to the board. And
Nikki, what's the name of the show?
Free Talk Live.
Steve, what's the phone number?
603-283-6160 is the domestic terrorist hotline.
Who am I?
El Capitan.
Who are you?
Steve Classic.
Who's she?
And Nikki.
There you go. Yeah.
That's my full name. Aunt Nikki.
We've crossed all of the...
Could you ever be an Aunt Nikki? Aunt Nikki?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Are you?
I am, yeah.
You are not.
I do.
Aunt Nikki. Aunt
I have a 7-month-old nephew, and he's the cutest.
Wow.
And I also have a dog who identifies as my nephew as well. So he was my first nephew.
Is he a fur nephew?
Yeah. Yeah, I should get a sticker that says that. I know I saw a sticker that said "I heart my grand dog" on it, and I was like, "Oh, that's like
yeah, dog mom." Peak, I see that all the time.
That's
yeah.
peak cringe. Wow. Congratulations.
Yep. For my Rottweiler is smarter than your
honor student.
Come on.
Wow. We were talking about this article from Hawaii News Now. Apparently. Some Hawaii police found inter-office envelopes full of feces on their desks on February 5th, which, of course, caused them to launch a probe.
Just sounds so funny.
Just to wrap this up, in a statement, the president of the State of Hawaii Organization for Police Officers said, "We sincerely hope that such behavior did not come from a sworn officer, as these actions in no way represent the values or character of the more than 2,600 members across the state." It went on to say, "This incident provides the department with an opportunity to engage employees of all ranks, both sworn and non-sworn, at this district to better understand the workplace dynamics."
That's
a workplace dynamic.
Yeah,
huh?
That is
feces in an envelope on your desk. That's an inter-office dynamic. And to help everyone move on from this disgraceful incident, we encourage them to take the opportunity.
Is that what they're calling it? This probe.
excuse me, guys. I got to go take an opportunity. I feel an opportunity coming out. I better go take it.
Got to finish this probe.
HNN Investigates asked Hawaii police where the investigation into all of this stands. We did not get a response.
It's not standing, it's sitting.
Yeah, so there you have it. Let's go to some of your calls and thoughts.
Thank God.
I believe this is Ricker in the Commonwealth. Ricker, is that you?
Thank you there, brother Captain.
It is Ricker.
Brother Steve. Sister Nikki, good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
No doubt. Now, first off, I want to ask you a question. Now, I had a phone call last night. Do you know if Brother Mark's going to be joining us this coming Saturday?
I assume yes.
Good, because I have a very interesting follow-up. Because I took a very careful look at that, because I do have understanding of legalese. And, you know, I think it's going to be very fascinating, the conclusions I've come to, and of course I wanted to share it on the show. And I'm going to be following up with that on Saturday. Now, here's the other thing. Now, this is not so interesting. I don't know, take it for what you will. And I will say I'm very pleased that it's amazing when you talk on 180 stations how things get accomplished, and maybe you help with this. I can access the Free Talk Live servers on my Galaxy for the first time.
Oh, good, because I know that was an issue.
That's
good news.
We alerted our crack team of IT professionals. Not our team of crack IT professionals.
Through interoffice mail.
And they talked to the developers, who talked to the coders, who
launched a probe,
an internal probe.
Although basically, it's saying in so many kind words, it was a Galaxy issue.
Yes. Took the whole Galaxy.
Okay, that's a little violent. That's all right. Samsung don't care. They're pretty hip, Captain, you know.
Yeah.
I'll give them that. I work with them all the time, like with the network bug. I was very involved with them, and I was working with them. I'm sure a lot of other people were.
I mean, we're actually still working to resolve the problem. So, Free Talk Live, we carry our customer service even further than after the thing is resolved.
No doubt, and you gotta, because damn it, a lot of people carry Galaxies, and this has been a problem that has existed. When I mean, I for a long time didn't even carry a smartphone for years, and I know my lady friend had a Galaxy. It was like an S20 Note. You know, they didn't have the Ultra yet, and she had it, and we're talking 2021 couldn't access them.
Well, you know, I don't know what it's like to carry a Galaxy in my pocket.
Let me tell you, this phone, my new Magic Rectangle.
The S23 Ultra is pretty damn hardcore, Captain. It really is. And I'm looking into the S24. I don't know if I'm going to pay off my device early, but I like this titanium construction. I'm very hot. I like to go really hardcore with my tech. I'm very, old school that way.
Sounds like it.
Well, Ricky, I've just been through three Galaxy A14s, which were an El Fribo with T-Mobile.
What kind of ship do you have? You moving through three Galaxies?
Well, man. I thought it was a faulty
one
at first.
Well, they're not actually Galaxies. They're their low end line, which for $400 actually isn't bad. But don't expect to get a Galaxy.
No, but if this thing was restarting in the middle of the day, and the password wouldn't work, you couldn't open the thing up.
Well, it's more of a universe.
A solar system, perhaps.
Solar system.
Let me ask you this question. You're up to date on your software of One UI?
Oh, yeah. I mean, this thing would be updating all the time and just would crash.
You know,
it was
a
terrible
device. I mean, the A series is brand new. I mean, really. I mean, what do they have? This is the second year it's been in existence of that.
No, you guys just get iPhones.
You got to expect it. Yeah. Steve, can I tell you something? Forget that,
I need a StarTech.
I'm not exactly a wealthy man. Get yourself an Ultra. It's worth it.
Okay, well, I got some kind of a Nord thing here.
For the 24. It looks really hardcore, the titanium construction. It really does.
Yeah, I should just get an F-Droid from Penguin.
Yeah.
No.
I don't know.
Well, I like Galaxies myself, and they're very deep. They're like the Google Find. Google don't bother you anymore. It's but it's since they're dead.
Hey, Ricky. Hey, Ricky.
Yeah.
Did you call for a reason?
Yes, I did, actually.
All right.
When Steve got me on a tangent, I started to heck out.
Steve's
I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I just wanted to get that Galaxy off my
Steve,
mind.
Yeah, Steve, way to get Ricky on a tangent. Like,
sorry.
Yeah, I started to geek out. It's your fault, Steve. No, but here's a serious note. Now, here's the thing. Now, the whole... I only had two reasons why. I mean, I listened to the stream on there. I have to listen to, on some tune-in crap or something. So I got that. But the reasons why I wanted to get on the service is, one, I can get into my AMP account because I want to raise it. You know, that's one thing.
Mm-hmm.
But also, the other thing is I've when I hear my old shows from 17, which you probably have heard back in the day, and it's going to be a little weird because I was a little different, but yet I'm still the same. But here's the problem. Now, it ain't like the old days, because I haven't touched this thing since 2018, okay, where I've been able to access any of the archives. Now, the thing is, now they're no longer there. They're on SoundCloud. Now, the problem here is, say, for example, I want 17. I want to get your advice, Captain. Say I want to get 17. I put it in the search. I even got a SoundCloud account, you know? So I put it in the search. Say, for example, Free Talk Live, January 2017. Well, that doesn't work. In fact, I tried multiple searches. What happened?
All right, I'll give you the answer I think you're looking for. What you want?
Yeah, because there's no playlist from. They only got 11 back.
Can I give you the answer?
Yeah.
Okay.
Please do.
All right. What you want to search for is the date, right? If you have an exact day, what was the day you mentioned? January something, the 17th, right? What you're gonna?
I said 2017.
Okay, so you're gonna want to search 2017-01-17. So the year first, then a dash. Then the month, then a dash, and then the day dash. That's what you want to put in the SoundCloud search on the Free Talk Live site.
No, say that again. Month, year, what? Say that like that month dash stuff.
The 4-digit year, so 2017.
Yeah.
Dash the 2-digit month, 01, and then dash the 2-digit day, which in your case, I think you said 17th.
Well, no, I was saying 20th. I'm going to ask you a question. Will this work? If I do the 4-digit year and then the 2-digit dash 2-digit month, will it give me the whole month then?
In theory.
Well, give that a try, because that's the only bet. You know, and I know that was probably boring, you know. Because, you know, the funny thing is, Captain, now you heard me. I'm going to give an update. Now, I forever was a Windows Phone user. And the funny thing is, I got one UI, you know. And the funny thing is, everybody got the same UI as I ran for Windows 10. You know, the funny thing is, I love my device. You know, and I got to hand it off to them. They're spending a lot of money on these devices.
Okay.
And I really appreciate that somebody's doing it. And they're more interested in making good devices than making a dollar. But in the end, they're making that dollar, too, the way I see it.
You know? Well, so the reason, like, some of these cell phone providers will give you, like, a free phone, you know, if you sign up new or if you switch from your old provider. They're eating that cost. It costs them to produce the phone. The phone is not actually free. What they're doing is they're making it up on the other end. It's kind of like a loss leader. It's like one of these gas stations.
Mine costs $1,200 there, Captain.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, like, some of these places will offer you a free phone or a reduced cost.
Right, mine was a free phone.
Right, or a reduced cost phone, that kind of thing. They're eating that cost to gain you as a subscriber. Right, so they're going to make it up in the monthly fee somewhere down the line, or some data usage, or some apps that you buy somewhere down the line. They're making that money up. But
no, Samsung's being very smart the way they do business. You know, the way they do in business is very, very smart if you watch them. And they're putting themselves as a leader in a way that are being a consumer-based company. If you deal with them, and I know I've dealt with them, like I said, with the network bug, and they work directly with me. As someone who's a Windows insider, I appreciate it. And they needed all the help they could get with that. It tore one UI apart. You know, it was going to tear the galaxy with it. You know, I thought it was never going to be fixed.
Well, be careful. Anyways, be careful, Ricky.
Said,
we don't
want to definitely try that, huh?
All right, be careful, because we don't want you tearing the galaxy apart.
I mean,
Thanos.
Yeah. Thanks for the call, Ricky. We appreciate you, man. 603-283-6160.
It's a black hole, and there goes Ricky.
Snap. For the note on that, I was like, Ricky and Steve talk tech, and no one understands.
Yeah.
Right. I was just saying, I had three crappy Galaxy phones, and, you know, it's a Samsung, which I was told that Samsung doesn't actually make it. They white label it, or some other company makes it.
Yeah.
They just put their logo on it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was also told...
It's probably Huawei.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But someone else was... Also, I was looking to buy some appliances from the big box store.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy in the department says, oh, don't buy anything by Samsung. It's awful.
Mm. I mean, everybody has their opinion, though, right?
Yeah.
It's like...
Mm. I know somebody who has a Samsung washer and dryer.
And they hate it.
Yeah.
Oh,
Does it talk to them and set reminders?
I have
on Wi-Fi.
I have an LG air conditioner, and it's got all that crap. It's got a remote control that came with it. You can download the app and, like, set it to go on and off or whatever. So, like, you know,
I mean,
if you're on your way home from your 9-to-5 job, your house will be nice and cool by the time you arrive there.
Listen, to a certain extent, some of that is helpful, and it makes sense. But, like, the refrigerators, the water filters, it's going too far. Yeah.
I don't need all that crap.
You know what LG stands for?
Life's good.
Lucky Gold Star.
Oh.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
I mean, if your company's named Lucky Gold Star, would you? They could never advertise that.
Chinese restaurant.
It'd be Rucky Gold Star.
Rucky Gold Star.
So I want to talk about. Did you guys know the government's going to shut down again?
Really?
Oh, thank God.
Is it going to be real this time? They pull this thing, it's like Lucy with the football.
Yeah,
we're going to shut down the government.
I think they've cried wolf too many times with this thing.
Why did they do that last time?
They're running out of money?
It's like sometimes it's the debt ceiling, right, that they got to reach an agreement on whether
because
not to
they always like said that. Because I remember hearing about this and then nothing really happened.
Right. So this is from Reason.com. Congressional showdown, a girl can dream. A female author, I guess. I don't know. Liz Wolf is the author of this one. Today, the federal government, and this is from the 23rd. So, on the 23rd, the federal government will start preparing for a partial shutdown, if only.
Yeah.
How about a complete shutdown?
This is what I mean. Like, what does that even mean, a partial shutdown? What does that mean? They won't probably really tell
it's
you.
It's just a bunch of finger pointing. Well, you won't pass this bill. It's just BS.
As two government funding deadlines loom, March 1st for one set of agencies and March 8th for the rest. They can't even agree on a date for, like, the agencies.
See, it's your fault.
That will possibly not be met. It's possible that yet another stopgap bill will be agreed to in much the same way Congress got itself out of this pickle back in September. Oh, and also November. Oh, and also January.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, boy who cried wolf, anyone?
Yeah.
In short, Congress is hobbled by dysfunction right now.
Right now.
Always.
Yeah.
Since its conception.
And keeps struggling to proactively put together spending bills in advance of the deadlines. Well, maybe they should put together a savings bill.
Right, maybe they should just stop spending.
Maybe they should put together a little bit of a responsibility bill.
Yeah,
the bill of responsibilities.
They need the drama.
Don't be ridiculous, Captain.
Who will pave the roads?
Kind of what I do, Nikki.
They don't have any responsibility. Yeah,
who will pave the roads?
Who will make fun of the politicians?
Yeah.
Legislators currently disagree on foreign aid. Specifically, whether the U.S. ought to shell out more funding for the war efforts in Ukraine, as well as border control. One flank of the Republican Party also advocates massive spending cuts. 1% across the board.
Whoa, mess!
What will they ever do with 1% less spending?
1% might be massive, though.
It's probably like a trillion dollars.
To us, I'm sure it's massive, but
what is the federal budget? What's the magic rectangle say? Let's see.
Oh, I don't know. To try to get the big picture budgetary situation under control, these are not new tensions, but rather ones that have been somewhere between boiling and simmering for the better part of the winter. I think the odds of a showdown are 50-50 at this point, says crap Representative Patrick McHenry. As he told CBS News, the thing is, government showdowns are a little more than an act. Yes, we know that. We've been telling you that here on Free Talk Live for decades, it seems. But I digress. Though they pack a dramatic punch, they are disruptive to many. Plenty agencies continue to provide services, and they don't end up saving the federal government very much money at all. Good. Shut the whole thing down. Shut it all down. Turn it off. Leave it off. Don't even turn it back on again. It won't help.
The U.S. budget is $6.5 trillion. So 1% of that, the little magic rectangle says 650000000.
So
yeah, how many zeros does a trillion have?
650 billion.
$650 billion.
Oh, it's nothing.
1%, $650 billion.
That's what, like a couple of toilet seats for the government, right?
You know? Some money for Ukraine. I don't know.
I still really want to open up a self-service crane place where you can rent cranes and call it Ukraine.
I call it U-Haul. Ukraine.
Yeah. U-C-R-A-N-E.
There's definitely a market for that, yeah.
Yeah, because you're already a household term, right? That's the number one rule of marketing, is if you can find a brand name that's already like a household term, or at least people have heard it before, you are leaps and bounds ahead of everyone else. So, if there's somebody out there with a bunch of cranes and you want to rent them out, just start a company called Ukraine. Well, we'll get the trick done for you. A shutdown would, for example, pause trainings for new air traffic controllers.
That's a scare tactic.
But keep existing ones at work. Like, so no change.
The new guys can't get trained.
It would not halt administration of benefits for veterans, but it would temporarily pause the maintenance at VA cemeteries.
What?
Like
that's
like
some real cost savings there.
How much maintenance do dead bodies really need?
Right. We got to cut the grass.
Yeah, the grass
once a week instead of twice a week.
The landscaping.
Food stamps would continue to be sent out, and food safety inspection workers would stay on the job, but most national park sites would close down. Oh no!
What will we do?
Loans
it
insured.
It just seems like I don't know. They should cut other things.
Like themselves.
Yeah, there's that. Military industrial complex. That'd be a good start. That'd be more than 1%.
Oh, yeah. Sure
that'd would. Be like 98%.
Do you know how much pollution would go away just by having the United States government shut down?
Yeah, we're just doing it
for the military specifically.
Yeah. We're just doing it for the children, you know?
Right. I mean, it's a lot of pollution.
For children.
How much jet fuel does the U.S. military use every day?
All of it.
Probably like almost as much as Taylor Swift.
Right.
Oh, let's not get carried away. No, I mean, really?
Not that much. Jeez, really?
She's got to go see her boyfriend in different cities like 8 times a year.
Do a concert in Tokyo and fly back to the big game.
You know. Leave Taylor Swift alone.
At least she probably doesn't murder anybody, so she's got that going
for
her.
That we know of.
It has to be less than the military-industrial complex.
Not as much as Hillary Clinton.
There are certain standards.
Less than the military, but more than Hillary Clinton.
Food stamps continue to be served out. Loans insured by the Federal Housing Administration would probably be delayed. Not certainly, probably. But by and large, shutdowns are not invitations to truly reconsider the role the federal government plays in our lives.
Wait. Would the New York City Police Department dance team?
Would they get caught?
No.
No federal funding for the dance team. What are we going to do?
How will New York survive without its dance team? 603-283-6160. Are you for a government shutdown? Are you against a government shutdown? What are your thoughts? It's Free Talk Live. More coming up.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update.
I have never seen the Republican Party so unified as it is right now.
Donald Trump wins the South Carolina primary, defeating Nikki Haley in her home state. The race called almost immediately after the polls closed at 7 p.m. Eastern.
This was a little sooner than we anticipated. an even bigger win than we anticipated.
Trump securing all 29 winner-take-all delegates.
Michigan's up, and we're going to have a tremendous success there. And then we have a thing called Super Tuesday. We're leading 91-7.
Now, Haley's saying she is staying in the race and heading to Michigan. The primary there is Tuesday, and then the following week is Super Tuesday.
I'm not giving up this fight when a majority of Americans disapprove of both Donald Trump and Joe Biden.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a 2-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
That's the Michael Jacksonism. He invented Shamo. It's not come on. It's Shamo.
I thought it was
S-H-A-M-O-H.
Shamo?
Shamo.
Shamo. I never knew.
It's like whammo, but Shamo.
It's like Shamwow. It's like Shamwow. Follow me, camera guy.
So before we go on, it is Free Talk Live, by the way. Before we go on, I have to say thank you to Cameron Barr. Great last name, by the way. Who is a gold level amplifier?
Like a gold bar.
He's a gold bar.
Yeah, how about that?
Yeah, I'm sure he's just chuckling up a storm. Cameron Barr finds it in his ability and will to donate $10 a month to our AMPS program over at amps.freetalklive.com. AMPS stands for Advertise, Market, Promote, and Support. What does that really mean, Captain? Well,
tell us.
It means that we're on 180, 200 radio stations right now, maybe, thereabouts. And we could be on 250, 300, 350, 400 radio stations. Not out of the question. It's really up to you. This does take effort. It takes time. And it takes us being able to, you know, throw some money at some people from time to time to get this kind of thing done. So if you enjoy this show, if you enjoy the hosts, the co-hosts, the callers, the topics that we bring up, the perspective of freedom, peace, liberty, and prosperity that we bring, please consider becoming an amplifier over at amps.freetalklive.com. Thank you again, Cameron Barr. We appreciate you.
We can add 1% more radio stations. It'd be 1.8 more radio stations. Right?
I was told there would be no math.
Oh.
Yeah, that's above my pay grade.
Yeah.
Math is tough on the radio.
I was also told there'd be no Zeppelin, but you guys already broke that.
See,
nobody said that. You made up that rule.
You just said Zeppelin.
I believe I have said that.
You said that, but...
Zeppelin. So, there we go.
So. Just because you said a thing, you know.
Well,
I said Led Zeppelin.
Is that the all-female cover band?
I think they play in Keene from time to time. I've never seen it.
Is that real?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Led Zeppelin.
Are you familiar with Dread Zeppelin?
Oh, I saw Dread Zeppelin twice.
No, but is it like reggae covers? That's pretty funny.
Yeah.
I saw them twice.
Yeah.
I don't know how I feel about that.
Yeah. Are you familiar with Mack Sabbath?
No.
They dress up as the
McDonald's.
Oh,
it's
the McDonald's
people.
Yeah, we did see that.
You get the Hamburglar.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah, actually, I am, yeah.
Yeah, I also joked around an all-female Black Sabbath tribute band made up entirely of my ex-girlfriends. What do you call them?
I don't know.
Backstabbeth.
Oh, boy.
Oh. Where's that?
We need the desktop
thing.
Desktop timpani.
Yeah, you get it this segment.
We just passed the fuzzy thing around.
The fuzzy thing around.
All right. We got to call this. There's got to be a name for this. What do we call it? The fuzzy thing?
Pink body, funky. The pink porcupine.
You guys work on that.
Yeah.
What were we talking about?
I don't
the 1% they have to cut. Oh,
we were talking about the looming decline of looming deadline
budget
of a potential government shutdown. Oh my gosh, what will we ever do? Can you imagine, like, how awesome it would be if government actually shut down?
Yeah, it'd be great.
If they just closed all their doors and windows, locked everything up, and went home and never came back.
That'd be pretty sweet. But how would I know if my headlights out?
Yeah. What are you going to do? Who's going to pave the roads? You know, I saw, this whole, the whole farmer revolution that's happening in
they're just dumping. I mean, that's the number two story right there. They're just dumping manure in the highway.
So I saw today, the French, someone, I forgot what city it was, but they were actually cinder blocking in the government building. They were cementing up the building.
They really don't mess around. I'm like half
here?
French, so that might explain a couple of things for y'all.
Vive la France.
Uh-huh.
Oui, oui.
Le croissant.
Is that the right way to say it?
Yeah.
Croissant.
I do love croissants.
They're delicious.
They are really good.
Chocolate croissant.
It's the butter.
They're very,
it's the butter.
Oh, yeah. I'm a big butter girl, but they're very, you know, all those layers. Does that have another meaning?
I just had a picture of Nikki going to the fridge.
Hope that doesn't have another
busting
meaning.
Busting out a stick of butter and, like, peeling it like a banana and just taking a big bite
out of
it.
That's a thing. Right? I'm sure you're familiar with the carnivore diet, right?
I am, yeah.
Yeah, I follow this chick.
But I don't sit around.
Steak and butter girl. Well, I'm not saying you do that, but people do that. So her entire diet is like sticks of butter, eggs, and steak.
Oh.
Okay.
Kind of all the things I'm missing.
She looks good.
She probably smells great, too. Smells like a steak.
Yeah.
And butter.
Yeah.
She can send you something in an interdepartment envelope.
Right. I shouldn't be allowed on the radio with so many things that I want to say that I cannot.
We are spiraling here.
Thank you to no thank you to
any callers that can save us, please.
No.
All right, the captain continues.
So anyway, this article is talking about the looming government shutdown and saying, by and large, shutdowns are not invitations to truly reconsider the role of federal government. But yes, they are.
Yes, they
should
be.
They absolutely should be. Author, you're full of crap. They're not opportunities to reflect on which agencies and programs we actually need.
None.
To the extent that we need any of them.
Right.
We don't. None of them, actually. Because, look, any product or service that government claims to provide will be provided in the absence of government if it has value.
Mm-hmm.
That's just how value works.
Right.
Anything that doesn't have value, it's going to go away, and you're going to be like, what do we need these a-holes for anyway?
Right.
And it'll just sort of make itself
out. They could probably slash like $1 billion out of the Department of Redundancy Department.
Yeah. But who's going to, like, steal all of our money and murder us if we don't have the government?
No one. Doesn't that sound a lot better?
Huh.
Isn't that preferable?
Well, we do.
Huh.
Wouldn't you like to, like, keep everything that you earn and decide exactly where every dollar that you earn goes?
But what about the children?
The children.
The poor people.
Yeah. I mean,
no, you just hate poor people. That's what it is.
Like, even if you had to have a tax.
Yeah, you got me there.
Just hate the single mothers that are just struggling to get by. It's like, well, maybe if the government wasn't robbing them too, they could afford to eat. Oh, and maybe if they weren't completely destroying the currency, they could afford groceries and rent. No, but people don't think of it that way. They're like, oh, you don't support taxation? You must be selfish, and you hate single moms, and you hate babies. You're a baby hater.
Jeez.
Yeah, that's
don't hold back, Nikki.
Yeah, that's don't what they, hold back. That's what they.
You've really interpreted a lot just from that, you know.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be great if there was a somewhat of a fair tax or like a flat tax that you'd get a one-page thing with like 50 check
like an
boxes.
Itemized total?
You owe $5,000 in taxes. How much percent do you want to go to each one of these things?
Well, if it was a voluntary thing, right, like there is such thing as taxation that is voluntary, right? So if you live in a community,
well, there is. It's called donation.
Yeah, but this is beyond donation. It's like, okay, well, if you want to live in our town, right? We have a town, a society.
Oh, like a local tax of
yeah,
tax
if you
of,
kind of like an how HOAs are run. Like if you want to live here,
yeah,
that's cool. But you got to pay us this much, right. This percent of your income or whatever, and it's voluntarily agreed upon. So people are like, you know what? I don't want the responsibility of handling all these things. I would prefer to outsource these things. Mm-hmm. So check. I want these things covered by our
association,
yeah.
Well, that's what the select boards do. Select boards, the mayor, the budgeting committee. So you've got to get your people in there to look at those things and start dismantling.
Yeah, and everybody else who wants to be left alone can just be left alone and be independent humans that take care of things themselves.
We can look to the past for things like this. What you're describing, Nikki, is something called a friendly society.
Yeah.
Right? Where, this is where actual health care sort of comes from. A friendly society used to be just a group of people that got together, and they would pool their money together to hire a doctor, pay his annual salary, so that doctor would be available and on-call, house calls, all that kind of stuff.
It's like insurance.
For this specific group of people. And it wasn't until doctors started lobbying the governments that healthcare got away from this. Like it used to be in some of these friendly societies that the doctor would get paid as long as everybody was fine.
Yeah.
And as soon as somebody got sick, that percentage of their fee was withheld until that person recovered, incentivizing the doctor to heal.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Whereas doctors today are not incentivized to heal. They're incentivized to create subscription customers.
And they get paid by the pharmaceutical companies.
Right, not their
sales.
I'm not really.
Can you imagine if doctors were motivated to heal, though?
Yeah.
They would immediately adopt all of the alternative medicines, of them.
Absolutely.
Right? Acupuncture, homeopathy,
diet.
Right.
As far as medicine goes, it goes beyond the incentive. They're not even being taught this in medical school, right? So, like, all they're being taught in medical school, and it was pretty much the same in nursing school, is here's a list of symptoms, here's a list of diseases, and here are the medications that fix it. Maybe a few diet and lifestyle changes, but very few and far between. So I tell people, if you're looking for any sort of regular health advice or health maintenance type things, don't go to someone who only knows about diseases and illness. They're just not taught that, and you almost can't even fault them because that's not their job.
Yeah.
Do you want to get you hooked on a medicine? What is it? I forgot what it's called. A maintenance medicine or a maintenance prescription? I don't know.
Yeah, it's all just, it's not health care.
Subscription prescription.
Yes.
Kind of. Hey, you just got to stay on this forever.
But I think, I forget the exact number. But the majority of Americans, not even just adults, children too, at least take one medication a day. Probably more, and they have, we have the highest levels of chronic illnesses in children and adults than ever before.
Yeah.
This generation of children that are growing up are predicted to live shorter lives than their parents. I mean, that is insane.
It is insane.
It's insane. It's sad. But that's quite the tangent. I don't know where.
Where did we go?
I don't know. I always end up there. The friendly.
We've gone. Whatever happened to the government shutdown? Government shutdown.
Oh, wow, man.
Can we get back to talking about the government shutting down, please?
They've perceived, the article continues, they've perceived as painful and semi-embarrassing for legislators, even if they don't affect very much. The government shutdown, that is. They generate headlines like this one. Whoops. That's what it says here. I just read that. It says whoops, yeah. Eventually, Congress comes together, and somebody concedes something, and yet another supersized ream of taxpayer dollars gets blown right through. Rinse and repeat.
Mm-hmm.
That's a fact. And I don't know about you, but I'm tired of that crap. The time is a little different, though, because Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is currently traveling through Ukraine.
Wow, he's on vacation?
Funding for which has been a source of major disagreements, particularly in the House, and has said he hopes to somehow congressional foot dragging, or to show how congressional foot dragging on more aid has hurt Ukraine's efforts on the battlefield, and to appeal to the House Republicans to take action, blah, 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 blah.
You know what? It was the senator, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, this is all just crap, because, look, if you think the Ukraine needs help fighting their war, get your ass off the couch.
Yeah, go fight.
Book a flight.
Yeah, he's already there. What's
right?
he doing? Is
yeah.
he, did he
yeah.
take a rifle with him?
Like,
what's he doing?
Stop raping your fellow man for fundage to send over there. This laundry scheme of theirs, this money laundering scheme of theirs has gone far too far. There's plenty of money for war. There's plenty of money for other people's wars. But there's no money for anything over here.
Come on, just fill in the potholes and pick up the garbage. Really, that's all you need government to do.
And we don't even need them to do that.
Nah.
That can all be done by private businesses.
Mm-hmm.
Scenes from New York. The company that runs the city's ferry service, Hornblower.
That's the name of the company?
That's what this says. Filed for bankruptcy on Wednesday.
Ferry service?
What does this
say?
This must be just...
Did you skip an article?
No, I think that they put this at the end of the current article for reasons.
That's weird. AI probably wrote it. We'll throw that.
Yeah, we're going to skip that.
Anyways.
So anyway, government shut
down.
But
wait, that was good, though. The ferry service is closing down. What, you know, maybe we can go on with that. I'm kind of intrigued.
All right, fine. The company that runs the city's ferry services, Hornblower, filed for bankruptcy on Wednesday. I can't believe that that's the name of the company that runs the New York City ferries.
The Hornblower.
Hornblower. That's just...
Maybe okay. That's why they're bankrupt. I don't want to go on that boat.
Hornblower runs the ferries. I mean, there's no innuendo there at all. This will not affect New York City ferry service whatsoever, said Hornblower CEO Kevin Rabbit.
The whistleblower and Hornblower.
Anyways.
Not Jack's older brother, Kevin.
Come on.
I'm not even joking. This is from Reason, so like this isn't some the legit, Onion or
legit,
something.
Yeah.
In fact, this deal injects new capital into the parent company while eliminating debt unrelated to ferry operations, which would allow the system to continue its record growth across the five boroughs.
It's record growth? It's bankrupt.
Yeah.
What is this guy talking about?
Someone's confused.
Yeah.
This is a prime example of politicking, right?
Yeah.
This is, if anything should be called hate speech, it's this.
Right.
It's this.
They probably paid off Schumer for some exclusive contract to run the ferries in New York, and now they're record growth, but we're bankrupt. So someone's like money laundering. They're skimming, some of the money over to some politician. It's just ridiculous.
But the New York City ferry system, wonderful as it may be, is pretty unsustainable. Each rider pays $4 per trip, but is subsidized by the city to the tune of about $10 per trip.
What?
If riders were forced to bear the true costs, maybe the ferry service would be less of a money pit, and we could remain assured that it will continue to operate. Yeah, so guess what, guys? Not you guys, but listeners in general. You guys know this.
Y'all? All y'all?
Government did not invent ferry service.
No?
Yeah, Bo boats taking people from one place to another. Yeah, government didn't invent anything. Government has nothing. It creates nothing. In order for it to do anything, it must first take a bunch of money from us, keep a big chunk of it for themselves, and then turn around and give it to somebody else to do the thing. It
sounds efficient.
It's doing it. It's so not efficient. It is so riddled with problems. It's based on an immoral premise, and that is theft. Right? So nothing about it can be moral after that. It's just not possible. Right? People will be like, oh, what about the elderly?
You know, they'll do just
fine.
Children?
They'll do just fine without the government.
So I mean, they'll be better off.
So this hornblower company is getting $4 per passenger and $10 from the government.
Yep.
For one ride on their boat.
Yep.
And they're bankrupt.
Yep.
So it sounds like they don't even need it. Like, no one actually wants this thing.
So either that, either there's no market demand for it, or these people are just idiots and they don't know how to manage their company.
Let's back up for a minute. There is a market demand. The problem is the city of New York claims a monopoly on providing this specific service. So you can't just go out and buy yourself a ferry boat. and go into business, right? Because, like, it's just not going to happen. The state's going to be like, no. We're the ferry provider. You are not provider.
The port authority.
Yes. You are not. You're the no authority. And,
right, so you can't have an Uber ferry to compete against.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah.
Like, if somebody, you could just, somebody just zip up and everybody else is waiting in line to get on the ferry.
Right, you got to go to Manhattan, you're going to get
like, ha, losers.
Right. Some guy just zips up in a speedboat and you just run over and
you
pop off.
$15?
I mean, why not?
Yeah.
You know? Like, that should be a thing.
Yeah, it should be.
So.
And I could do it for $14. Oh, yeah? I'm going to this guy. I'll do it for $13.
Yeah.
$15 and you get a drink on my boat.
Ooh, yeah.
Well, that's like literally how it is with Uber and Lyft, and that's why taxis are kind of obsolete.
Right, I want a
because
nice...
Because Uber and Lyft came, they did it better, it was better to work for them, it was better to ride with them.
Uber and Lyft offer cocktails in their cars?
Some of them do.
I mean, can you get... Yeah. I've never used an Uber, but can you... Like, I want an SUV?
Yes.
Or I want
Uber XL.
Yep, so you can pick the size, and you can even, like, pick a luxury one if you're like, I don't want, like, a Toyota.
You want, like, a town car or something?
Yeah, or, like, you want, like, a luxury vehicle. So, like, oh, I want a Cadillac versus, like, a Honda or whatever. Right. Or it's just like, I just don't care. I want the cheapest ride. Wow. That, too. But you can pick the amount of people. And then a lot of Uber and Lyft drivers take it upon themselves because they want... To have very high ratings, so they'll have like little iPads so people can play games. They'll have mints, they'll have refreshments and beverages,
bottles of water,
tissues. It's all complimentary because they want a very high rating on Uber and Lyft.
Right,
unlike a taxi, that's so, like a government service.
So
like,
get that. When I was in Seattle, I lived. I don't want to say in downtown. I was close to downtown. And so it was pretty natural for, like, if we're going to go see a band or something, you know, 3-5 people show up at my place. And, you know, we have a couple of cocktails at my place before going out, right? Save some money. We're budget conscious drinkers. But we would get an Uber XL, right? Which is like a minivan or bigger.
Right.
Right. Because there's like five, six people deep, right? You know? Or maybe we go out four deep.
It's not a clown car.
But we meet a couple of people at the show and like, hey, let's have drinks back at my place when the show's over. And so now we got six people. So we just, you know, hit the Uber again and this time make sure it seats six. And they show up and they take you to your destination. You ain't got to drive. No harm, no foul. You
imagine if government ran like that?
Yeah.
Come on.
That's the thing. Like,
they don't have an incentive to
innovate. There's no incentive to innovate at all. The only incentive they have. The only tool that they have ever had is force.
Right.
That's it.
And if the operation doesn't run, they say, well, we just need more money, and then it'll run better.
Or if they do a thing, and then that thing needs to be over. Like, hey, we constructed a bridge, right? And now you're going to say, well, there might be some maintenance. Okay, great. Turn that over to the town or turn that over to you know, the community or some way to do the maintenance, right? Or build that into your budget or whatever. But, like, the bridge is built. Now the people who built that bridge, right, the construction workers go, but the committee that was formed to oversee the bridge building, they need to re-justify their jobs now.
Right.
Right? So now they're going to go out and find ways for them to stick their nose in other bridge business that they have no business belonging in, right, in order to justify keeping their jobs. That's the problem with government is anytime a new department is created, when that department should end, it doesn't. Because those people are continuously justifying their own jobs.
Right.
That's their incentive. Their incentive is to keep
their job.
Keep stealing from everyone else to keep their job that is now useless.
Right.
I mean, quite literally, like, everything that needs to be done in the world can be done with, a GoFundMe, right, or a crowdsourcing platform of some sort. Right?
Or a corporate donation.
Or some combination of these things.
Fundraising, yeah.
Right, yeah. It's really, we live in a day and age with magic rectangles in our hands.
Yeah.
Every day. The sum total of Earth's knowledge at your fingertips, thereabouts, right? Give or take, depending on the OS and the browser you're using.
Not a Galaxy phone.
Right, well, okay.
All right, yeah.
Yeah. But just imagine, how fast we can all make a decision based on some information, right? Governments can't do that. They right. can, but they're not going to. They don't have the incentive to.
Right. They have to have a blue ribbon commission. We have to look at all the facts. We have to mull it over.
And, while the entity government, or the organization type known as government, governments the world over, are certainly getting better at spying on you, governments do IT pretty poorly even to this day.
Right.
So it's going to be, they're always going to be a good decade or so behind the technology curve because they have no incentive.
Right.
Right.
The DMV is running computers from 1985, but the DMV, but the DOD is running computers that are 20 years ahead of what we've got.
Right.
So there's two different kinds of governments.
Yeah.
The high tech and the rest of the government for us downtrodden people.
We are out of time. Thank you, Steve Plastic.
Thank you.
Thank you, Nikki Sunshine, for joining me today. Thank you to all of our callers and, of course, you, our listeners. We appreciate you. If you missed any part of tonight's program, please find the archives over at freetalklive.com. Thanks and peace.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.